Thank you for listening to the CD. We pray that you will be stirred by the music on the CD. These are not professional people singing or making the music, but that is irrelevant at this point in time. It's the words that will minister to your spirit. And we pray that God will, through His Spirit, talk with your spirit to get involved with the Marsh Arabs, either by praying, giving, or going. And we pray that you will be stirred by this music for the Marsh Arabs, and that you will become a part of our team. The first song that we're going to listen to is the anthem of the Marsh Arabs, if I can call it that, where it just gives you an idea of where they stay, what they do, their struggles every day, and their prayer that goes out to God to save them from a godless eternity, because these people have never heard the gospel. There's not one Christian that works under them. The second song is a poem that was written by somebody that has been set to music with a little adaptation of the words itself. And again, it's something that screams to come and help the Marsh Arabs. The third song is a song that is a challenge to all of us. And it basically asks, whom can I send? That is from Isaiah 6:8. Who will be willing to go for us? And then at the end of the song, you can sing maybe that refrain that says, I'm willing to go. But don't sing it if you don't mean it. And the last song is a plea by the children of the Marsh Arabs. They do not have combs to brush their hair or water to wash their face. And they are given to marriage at an early age of 14. They do not even have a say in whom they can get married to, because the father or the uncle or member of the family dictates who she gets married to. And it's normally within a family itself or the tribe. And all I can ask is that you will just open up your mind and pray for the children of the Marsh Arabs. And may I bless you with this blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen.